I'm gonna like I don't think it'll work out. I think you're drunk.
I really
you're not right. Ahead.
I know. I just want to play Angry Birds on your iPhone. God damn it! And then I'll give it back.
No.
Fuck you, Mr. Stewart.
I'm gonna be his Jew, and he's gonna put the gun in my mouth.
Oh, bullshit.
And I'm suck his dick.
I'm not playing no fucking game.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid recording. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Kiss my pussy.
What the fuck you want, my cougar? Good evening. No video, huh? Beautiful. Hi, everybody. This is Madhouse Radio for March the 16th. We're celebrating the murder of... 17? Oh, maybe over there in shitland in Europe, godless Europe. And we're celebrating the anniversary of the murder of Julius Gaius Caesar, right? We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day when St. Patrick raped all the snakes. And, then that's it, man. And prank calls and Madhouse Radio and all that stuff. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Yeah, the video's not working, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. You guys tell me, is the video feed working? There is no video. All I see is a big, a big shit. That's what I see.
You took a big shit.
I took a big shit. That's right. Very good. That's what I say. That's what that guy said back in the day, man. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. We're going to be doing all your requests here. Make sure you send those in. Got a whole bunch of them here. We haven't done a show in about 3 weeks. So I'm really looking forward to all this shit. We got some business to talk about also. With me here tonight is... Milkman!
Everybody! Dobby, Joe, everybody! He's back there, money, though, back from retirement in long-term rest. By golly, guys, you ought to be glad this guy's here, man. He has had a long, double-ass day.
Hey!
Ain't it? He's fallen asleep 5 times already, and we still got him on here, by golly. So you guys better love this guy, because he's going way out on the limb tonight. Welcome back, Armandito! Man,
thank you.
You got some dynamite.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lay it out. Thank you. Thank you. Shut up. Thank you. I'm sorry. Also, we got Big Jin Stewart. Jin Stewart.
Yay. You were very excited to have me. You're all clapping and everything. I get the yay.
Go to hell.
Oh, I love it.
Jin Stewart, die in hell. Yay. Go to the hell.
go to the hell and come there.
And go there and stay.
Stay there. You
check your GPS and go to the hell.
Yeah, go straight to the hell.
Yeah. I got the video working now. Yay! Yeah, we gotta talk, man. All right, here's what's going on.
You want to tell me what the fuck happened, man? I did my final show, and I was like, shit, I was trying to get a hold of you the day before, and yeah. I was like, yeah, there's no show, and then I was like, what the hell? Okay, I don't know what's happening, and suddenly, no IRC, and I couldn't bring anybody into chat on my show, and I oh, shit, man, wow. Drama.
Well, Jen Stewart got a girlfriend and said he can't do shows anymore. All right, yeah, Jen Stewart, yeah. Get some pussy.
Kiss my pussy.
There you go, man. No, that's not true. He would never.
Hey,
do that.
A little bit of smanky smanky on the down smanky low, baby. Get your leg.
Hey, all right. So the reason I haven't done a show the last 2 weeks. All right, here's what's been going on for the last 2 weeks. I've been pulling double shifts at work, man. All right, So I start working at 11:30 at night. All right, and I work until 8 o'clock in the morning. I have about 2.5 hours off, and then I work a second shift all the way until 6 p.m. So I get home and I'm like, I'm gonna take a nap. Last 2 weeks, that's exactly what happened. The same thing happened tonight. I said I'm gonna take a nap. And I'm going to wake up refreshed. I'm going to do the show. And then Milkman tries to call me. And I, the first week, Milkman called me. And I don't even remember the conversation. My wife, she says she heard me like mumbling. She's like, you were mumbling at Milkman last night. And I felt so bad for you. I didn't even remember talking to him. And I guess Milkman, you told me, oh, don't worry about it, man. Just sleep. Last week, I just turned the phone off. Like, my phone was – my battery died.
I blew the phone up at some point, man. And then I think I killed the battery. People, they were like, man, what, do something. So I called. I said, I'll ward down your ass. I warned out you, and I killed his phone, guys. So it's my fault that he didn't answer because I actually ran his phone in the ground.
Yeah, basically. So that I said all that to say this, we need to change the show night because this is not working out. Because again, today I came home and I sat here, I started setting up things for the show and I put my head down for like 10 minutes while one of the PCs was rebooting. And the next thing I knew, 30 minutes went by and I was like, oh shit, the show was supposed to start 5 minutes ago. So we need to change the show night to Sunday night. I think it sucks because I really like Saturday nights. A really hot night, man, but I can't. Because right now, I've been up.
Yourself, dude.
I've been
How
up
much
for.
Are you getting paid for this?
For Madhouse? No, nothing. But at this rate, what's going on right now, for example, except for that 30 minutes where I just fell asleep, I've been up for over 24 hours straight right now. I'm not kidding you.
I just equal to 24. You're nuts. You're nuts. You can't do this. It cannot be sustained. You're Superman. You're there, Monita, Geronimo, the captain. But shit, dude, you're gonna kill yourself.
I got my Red Bull here, so hopefully my Red Bull is gonna keep me awake. Hopefully, I can't do a show for that long, guys. I really want to. I just felt bad because we haven't done a show in the last 3 weeks. Excuse me. So I want to come on here.
How about this, man? Listen to a show as long as you can, and then like here in a little bit, and you start getting punchy, we'll just bow out gracefully, man. We got Jen here.
Jen.
I know Jen is ready to get active and wild. I hear his archery muscles are really flexing right now. So
yeah.
How do you know, man? I went back into archery. That's why I did the last show.
Yeah. Jen's back in archery, man.
I heard that you're out for the next medal, dude, and I'm so proud, man.
Awesome, man. Get that. You're going to be in Rio. Hopefully you're going to make it to the Rio Olympics. I'm excited about that. Get some orgy sex in the Olympic Village. You know how much sex is going to be going on?
I know some awesome chicks down there, man.
Yeah, man. And the next Olympics in Brazil is going to be so much fucking. Jen, you want to go there, man.
I'm already there, man.
We want you to go. We want you to go, man. And get the gold for USA. Yeah, man.
Yeah, USA. Yeah, I'm going to be there for the USA. Don't know how that will work, but yeah, I'll be there.
USA.
USA. USA. USA.
Madhouse sponsorship written on my
shirt. Yeah, we'll put the big fist logo on you, on your ass. All right, and then so Jin's saying, what happened with this whole thing? Man, all right, it's a big, nasty mess, right? I don't want to dwell. I don't want to blow. What was his name again?
Oh, I don't know who.
I forgot his name.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Deathfox.
I don't know. Dude,
anyone. He wanted to leave, and he left, and he did it in a stupid asshole way. He's a son of a bitch. He's dead to me. Dead.
Burn bitches, man, and cut the throats on the way out. Oh, man, I got a knife in my back here, dude. So, like, we'll put that in the Hall of Fame. It's gone.
Can I just say something? You know, Swollen Dome, just to make this very clear, I do not use condoms. Thank you very much.
All right. That's cool.
Ah, Round off.
Go, man. That's the way it works, man. Dude, I had them wear 3 and 4 when I was your age, and that fucking snapped all of them.
No, I don't use them. They're stupid. They're just, why would you, but it just defies the whole point. It's
Milkman, you wore 3 or 4 because you come so fast, you had to put like 3 or 4 so take down the sensitivity.
Oh, shit, dude. Oh, man, okay. Well, these days, I'll have to tell you something I'm working out for. But anyway, that's
so,
for another day. Back when I was young, boy, I'm like only 50 cents.
No, basically what happened like 3 weeks ago, Death Fox, I don't know what the fuck happened with him. He was like, he wanted to merge the Madhouse chat room with something called HQ chat room. And he called me first, and I said, well, I don't know. You got to talk to Milkman first. I mean, I guess it's okay, but it sounds kind of stupid. And he's like, well, you know, if it doesn't work, we can reverse it. I'm like, all right, well, we got to talk to Milkman first. All right. And this is while I'm getting ready for work. And, you know, I get this Skype call. Because I went to go get, I was getting ready for work, and I went to take a shower. And then when I get out of the shower, my wife's like, someone keeps calling you on fucking Skype. They've been calling for the last 25, 30 minutes, you know, because she could hear it from the living room. And I finally went in the living room. I went to the office room here, and I see that I've missed like 20 freaking Skype calls from Death Fox. So I finally answered it, and I'm like, yeah, look, I gotta go to work, you know, whatever, let's, you know, talk with Milkman, whatever, figure it out. And you know, as I keep getting ready for work, Milkman calls me. He's like, what the fuck, man, like, this is retarded, this is stupid. Milkman put it in perspective for me, like, yeah, you got a point. That doesn't make any sense, man. It's kind of stupid. You're basically, Death Fox wanted to force us to merge the Madhouse chat room with the chat room of his friends who have nothing to do with Madhouse and aren't prank call fans or anything like that. It would have been, you know, and it wouldn't be the Madhouse chat room anymore. It would be this HQ chat room. It just made
the name was going to be removed. The name was going to be removed.
It didn't make any sense. You know, so Milkman spent a good 30 minutes talking to Death Fox, telling him, hey, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And all Death Fox was like, oh, man, but hey, I'm just trying to get more. I don't understand. And I'm trying to get more listeners. And I'm trying to get more listeners. And it's not a big deal. And finally, Milkman lost it and started yelling at him, telling him, no, fucking no. No, we don't want the fucking merge to shit. And, you know, stop asking about it. And Death Fox, started getting all emotional and stuff. And, you know,
This is in a one-on-one conversation.
I'm sensitive.
Yeah, he was saying he was sensitive, that he didn't want to.
This is a one-on-one conversation. It was having an argument.
It was a conference call, and I'm sitting.
It was conference.
I was on my cell phone, you know, driving to work, listening to this going down, trying to get to work, and I'm listening to Death Fox.
What the fuck is going on?
Death Fox has spent the whole time whining, you know, about the whole thing. And Milkman's finally had so much, so fucking tired of trying to tell him no in a nice way, that he's just fucking yelling at him, telling him no at this point. And then the next day, Death Fox comes on the air on his regular night. This was Thursday night. And Friday night, Death Fox comes on the Madhouse station and says, basically, you know, our prank session radio show, we're not going to do it on the Madhouse anymore. And don't listen to Madhouse. We're going to be over here at Prank Session Radio. and come over here. And then he starts, he started taking the chat traffic, the chat room traffic.
He redirected the chat.
Yeah.
He even announced it. I think yeah. he was redirected the chat. So anybody that logged into Madhouse was already going into this new suckhead chat that he's trying to take over and run out from their side.
Yeah, so that was the bullshit right there. So then I'm at work when that started happening. I was like, "Fuck this!" So when the I went into the servers and I started, I said, "All right, fine. Well, Death Fox doesn't want us around, and he doesn't want to be with us, and we're not going to be with him. Why are we going to be sitting around with someone who doesn't want to be affiliated with us? You know, it's all right, fine. You know, that's stupid." And then it just became this whole nasty Facebook war.
And then I just said, you know what? If it's that big a deal, then just go ahead and shut the chat down. It's no problem, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Can I just say, regardless of all that shit, I'm still neutral ground because he's punching Jim Stewart, and obviously I'm just interested in the number that I see of subscribers I get on YouTube and likes I get on Facebook. So this doesn't affect me at all. I still like you, and I've got nothing against him. So I'm completely neutral on this ground.
You're all about the numbers, Jim Stewart.
Just about the numbers. I'm just about the fans. I just want to entertain people. I'm not interested in anything else.
All right, that's good. And you shouldn't be. So, that's it became childish on Facebook, for the most part. I thought it was funny to mess with Death Foss because, the guy is emotional. He's got drug problems, all right? He's got eating problems. He's a cutter. He cuts himself.
I'm just sorry it came to this, guys. I really am. I tried everything I could to bring him along, keep him in the fold. It's like, man, we don't have to split up, blah, blah, blah. But dude is just not listening. I mean, he got so drunk that day, he couldn't even speak. He was slurring his words so bad. And I I couldn't even talk to him, And I'm sorry that it ended that way for my listeners, not the way it happened. I had to do what I had to do, guys, because I'm never going to let nobody take down my brother, man. Hermano, you challenge him, I got his back. You got me now.
Yeah.
You got me to go get to him.
There you go. Very good. Very well put. All right, so now that we're done, we had to talk about it, so there you go. That's what it was. Who cares anymore? Jesus Christ.
I don't have no problem with letting go. You just don't spam my chat. Do your thing.
There you go. All right, well, let's continue with the show. People are calling you a traitor in the chat room, Jim Stewart. They're calling
I didn't give a shit. No, I see it. It's funny. I don't give a fuck.
You're either with us or you're against us, Jim Stewart.
Yeah, that's it.
The numbers are against Jim Stewart. Be nice. Come on.
And then I heard that Death Fox is talking with Dr. Lego and they were going to start PCU again.
PCU,
yeah.
That's a long, long time ago.
Yeah, they're going to start PCU.
My lord, look at the cat dragged in Ted Webbo. Welcome.
Ted Webbo.
Is he in?
Is he?
He's in.
Where is he?
That's awesome.
Oh, he's in the
chat.
We got him. All right. We got a missing bike here. Anyway, Lonesome Loser sending in numbers. Let's do a few of these here just to start off the night. Aaron posted, my bike turned up missing on Wednesday night, March the 13th, around North Lombard and something. Where the
I don't get it. What happened?
His bike went missing. He lost his bike. It's a black...
What kind of bike?
A black Marin Larkspur Pearl. I guess it's a bicycle, not a motorcycle. Sorry, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sorry. Because you're Mr. Motorcycle Guy. You put
we could just say we fucking... You wanted parts, cut it apart.
Yeah, I cut it. I chopped it up in little pieces.
And we welded. We welded the fucking. We welded it to a shuttle.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, that reminds. Dude, I saw this YouTube video. This fucking guy is hilarious. This guy. He took a PT Cruiser and he put a fucking train horn. A horn that's on a fucking freight train. He mounted it on the bottom of the PT Cruiser, and he drives around fucking town, blowing it at people, and people jump and children jump, and there's cats crossing the street, and he blares it, and the cats go freaking out, running away, and at one point, some guy starts chasing him and throwing shit at his car because he's pissed off about the train whistle. It's funny, man.
That sounds pretty awesome.
I forgot.
What was that one that you sent to me the other day with that guy who did the farting thing? He had like a little thing attached to his back, and he was just walking up to random people just farting.
Well, yeah, see, there's this guy, Jack Vale, who made that thing. It's called a pooter. It's this little thing you hold. It's like a little sponge in your hand, and it makes a really realistic fart noise. And he's got a ton of those videos where he does that. He's in Walmart, and he farts, and people are like, oh my god, he farted. But this guy did it funny because he was doing it in people's food. He was actually going up to people's food and farting in it, you know? And there were people were taking swings at him. Yeah, yeah. Apparently that guy's done a few pretty funny videos out there. I forgot the guy's name, but that was good too. Like the black guy was getting ready to kick his ass for farting.
Yeah, at the end, that was brilliant. I really thought that was so funny.
Man, I'll try weed here, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. And he did it again. He did it fucking twice. Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's call
up. There's some material there that was submitted by one of our listeners. I posted in the chat here on private chat.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So are we okay? I mean, Sunday night, I know it's not as cool as Saturday night.
What's our time frame looking like, dude? Sunday sounds good because that means you get how many hours of rest will you actually get before you go on? That's the key question.
Well, I won't have to work the next day, and I'll have the whole day Sunday off as it is. So, yeah, it's good.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's better.
It's good.
Keep the mic.
Hello, you've reached Aaron. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you.
Fuck you, Aaron. You don't get shit. That guy sounds like dirty Aaron.
It probably was. He put his own number in. Fucking
yeah. And a big thank you to Jen Stewart for helping me fix the audio on the show here before we started. That was very good. You're very smart, Jen Stewart. That's really
Yay.
Cool, man. Yay.
Jen Stewart! That's
so
right,
Jen,
the trader, man. We love you. Thanks for saving us, man.
No
See
more,
how big a trader he is, guys.
No more. I know, right? No more shows. No more shows from Jen for a long while. But you'll do pranks here and there. You said, right? You'll.
Yeah, yeah. I said I'd continue to do like two pranks and maybe upload them from time to time. But I definitely don't have enough time to do the shows. And the reason for that is I go through and edit the show after I've done it, and it takes hours and hours and hours on end. I spent all fucking Sunday, just literally half the night, going through and editing that show to make it 1 hour long. It's like a 4 hour show, and it came down to 1 hour just editing out all those parts in between that I didn't really want on the show, and I just can't keep doing that. So I'm just going to do the chords instead and edit them and then upload them straight away. It's much quicker.
Good idea, man. Do it on your own time.
Do any of your listeners help you edit anymore, Jen? I remember you used to have a...
Yeah, there was a bunch of them, but you know what? I'm just such a prick because I want it to be perfect and I want it to be my own work, and if somebody else is doing it, you know, it's just not going to be the
same.
On
it.
Yeah, they're going to keep something
else on
it. I don't want
That's right. That's right, you know. Then
you want something done right, you have to do it yourself.
That's true.
Got your name on it.
Ron posted lost phone at casino. This guy lost his iPhone machine at the casino. If you found it, please contact him. All right, cool.
Ask him how to unlock it.
Shit. I'm going to ask him if he's got pictures on it.
Hello?
Yeah, is Ron there?
Yeah, just one moment.
Hurry up, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. You lost this iPhone here at the casino? I think I found it.
You think you found it?
You have the you lost an iPhone machine a few days ago?
Right, huh?
Yeah, I was at the casino and I found it. Oh, I found a iPhone. How do you unlock it? I've been trying to unlock it for a while and I can't get into the phone.
Verizon locked it up.
Oh, can you tell them to unlock it so I can go in and see, you know, the things in there?
I could, yeah.
Yeah, because do you take pictures with it?
Pardon?
Did you take pictures with it?
Yes.
I wanted to just take a look at the pictures, you know, see what you have in there. I like to, when I like to find phones and I look at the pictures, I look for any naked pictures, you know. Most people take a picture of their wife. Was that your wife I was just talking to?
Uh-huh.
She sounds really pretty. Do you have any pictures of her in the phone?
No.
No? Do you have any pictures of your mistress or another girl you're having relations with?
Nope.
No? Any other people naked?
Nope.
Any bank account numbers in this phone?
Not that you can reach.
Yeah, well, if you can unlock it for me, I'd be able to see all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to unlock it.
Well, then maybe I won't be able to give it back to you.
That's up to you.
Well, you want the iPhone machine? Come on, man. Just like, give me 5 minutes with it. I just, you know, I really always wanted one of these. I can't afford it, you know? I'm on prepaid. We don't have, you don't get an iPhone on prepaid. It's too expensive. They don't let you get it. You know, I don't have good credit. You know, if you can just call Verizon and tell them to unlock it for like 24 hours, and I just want to go around and play with the phone and, you know, act like I have an iPhone, you know, and go to the bar and talk to girls, you know, and take pictures with them with the iPhone. And then I'll give it back. Then I'll give it back. What?
I don't think so, bud.
Well, either you let me just use it for 24 hours and give it back, or I'm just going to put it in the drawer here forever.
You're being kind of an asshole, really.
Look, if I found your phone and I'm being nice enough to keep it and take care of it for you, the least you can do is let me play with it. I want to put some games on it.
If you're nice, you can return the phone.
Okay, I want to play Angry Birds.
But it's not going to do you a damn bit of good.
Can I play Angry? Just let me play Angry Birds on it for like a few days.
Nope. I'm gonna keep it locked up. You can't touch it. You can't use it. In fact, I'm going in and get a hold of Apple,
mm-hmm.
and they will tell me exactly where it is.
Oh, but no, I took the battery out.
Yeah, well, still find it.
No, not unless I turn it on with the battery inside. I turned it off because I was trying to unlock it, and I don't know the code, you know?
You can't unlock it.
Well, that's what I said. If you just tell Verizon unlock it, and I can...
I'm not gonna unlock it for you. Hell no.
I want to play some racing games, you know?
I'm not stupid.
Let me play some racing games and play Angry Birds a little bit. And then we'll meet, you know, in a neutral location, and I'll shake your hand, and I'll give it back to you.
I don't think so. You can either give me my phone or hang up.
Do you want me to just give it back to you then?
That's right.
All
right.
Well, how about I'll bring it back to you, but when I give it to you, then you let me use it for a little bit while I'm with you. Like, I just want to play a few games for a little bit, like maybe a half hour. I can play Angry Birds on it. Would that be okay?
Nope.
I want to play a racing game.
Nope.
Do you have any games on the phone?
Maybe.
Well, come on. I want to play. I've never had an iPhone before. I heard they have nice games.
That's too bad. You don't have one now. You got mine, and it's not working and won't work until I see it will.
Well, I my friend, he's from Korea. He said he could put a bootloader on it, and he can hack it, and I can unlock it, and I can put it on Sprint.
Well, for the minute you can't switch it to Sprint, I'll guarantee you that.
No, he puts a new chip, and he opens it up and solders a new chip inside.
But he does. He can't screw with that phone.
Yeah, he can.
Phone's locked.
He has all the tools. He used to work in Korea. He was in the Army, and he learned how to do it all there.
But he does.
Yeah, he did.
You could either return the phone or get off the phone.
Well, I'm not on the phone now. I'm on my phone because
we're talking right now. You can either tell me you give me my phone back, or you can. I've got your number now because I picked it up. So all I got to do is call the cops and tell them you're holding it and would not give it to me.
No, I'm on my Motorola track phone right now. This is my Motorola track phone.
What? They got a way to find you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they can, but still, I mean, I just say that, you know, this isn't... I don't have the iPhone. I don't have it, I'll say. I don't have it.
Yeah, I have a very good friend on the police department who's head of the SWAT team. So you either...
Is he going to shoot me? Are you threatening me?
And get a hold of him.
Are you threatening me with your Gestapo tactics? Are they going to come here and break into my house? And what are they going to do? Or are they going to empty out all my drawers everywhere and rip holes with knives in my seat cushions looking for the iPhone? What are they going to plant marijuana plants everywhere to get me to talk? What are they going to do? Huh?
I don't know what the hell you're on, but
I've been
smoking. You're not right in the head.
I smoked a marijuana cigarette, and
You're not right in the head.
I know. I just want to play Angry Birds on your iPhone, goddammit, and then I'll give it back.
No.
You ever play Angry Birds?
Yep.
You have? Come on. Is it fun?
Let me know where my phone is, or I'm calling the cops.
It's right here.
Hey, are you going to return it to me?
If you let me play Angry Birds for a few minutes.
Play a damn thing.
Well, then no phone. No.
Okay.
No
I'll call the cops.
No Angry Birds, no phone. All right, cool. That's.
He's got a friend on the SWAT team.
They're gonna ransack my house.
They got ways of finding out.
Everyone has a friend on the cops, Jen. You know, oh my brother's on the cops. So he's gonna get you.
That guy I called actually last week, and he was like, I was in, where were you last week? And he was like, no, I didn't steal anything from the mosque because I was with a fucking East Anglian constabulary. A fucking...
What?
He was with the police. Stupid.
That's funny. Oh, man. I just want to play some Angry Birds, man. What's wrong with that? Jin, you ever play Angry Birds?
I've never played Angry Birds. I played this other game. What the hell is it called? It's like where you take over the world
Angry
with a virus.
Baba. Have you tried Angry Baba yet?
No. Angry Baba, no.
Yeah, it's fucking funny, man. Try it. Angry Baba, man. I was playing the shit in that one.
What'd you play? Ingress? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'll tell you. No, Ingress isn't out yet, is it? It's on invite only. Have you got it? Have you got an invite?
Yeah, you want me to send you an invite? I got it.
Yeah, shit, send me an invite. You've got me on Facebook. If you need my number, I'll give it to you.
Okay. As long as I can send you an invite in the, outside of the U.S., you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah, you will.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll take care of that in a little bit.
But
yeah, no problem.
The other game, the game I play is called Plague Inc.
Okay.
It's really cool. You get you take over the world. You create a virus, and you have to take over the world. It's like a strategy game. It's really cool.
Ooh, I like
I'm
that.
I'm a satisfier.
Nice. Very nice. Ingress is fun. You'll like it, Jenna. I was playing it. I was at the mall, and... I was like trying to do these portals, and I started walking, and next thing I know, I'm out in the parking lot, and way really far out in the parking lot, and it was like, kind of dangerous. There were black people around and stuff, and I was like, "What the fuck am I doing here, man?" You know. And I turned around and I went back. And I was like, "It was a lot of walking too, you know." And that's when I dropped my phone. I dropped it, and it's all cracked now, son of a bitch. That's what I get. All right, so moving right along here. We had fun with that iPhone call, didn't we, guys?
Careful, fucking SWAT team's going to raid your place in a minute. You keep the door in. Ah, police, police, police!
Yeah, all for an iPhone. We've got Rich, who found a box of old family pictures. I found a full box of family pictures about 20 years ago. In an old shower house? What the hell's a shower house? Milkman, do you know what a shower house is, man? Is this a place where people go take a shower? Is that where, did you ever go there?
Oh, yeah, they've got them. They've got shower houses, dude. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah?
But really wanting to look for the action, you got to go to the bathhouse.
Yeah, you go to a shower house and you jerk off in front of the guys, right, Milkman?
We got a bathhouse right down here in Berkeley, dude, man. There's quite a few regular customers down there, man.
Yeah, well, you know, how come...
Because they don't get their ass beat.
Nobody goes to a bathhouse to take a bath, dude. Anyway, this guy found pictures, okay? You know, there's a little boy playing in the sand on the back of one of the pictures, and it said 16 months old in 1978. very fun idea here. Again, a man who has found a set of family pictures 20 years ago, and he's still trying to track down who has these pictures. Wow, man.
What kind of weird, bizarre shit is that?
Wow.
I don't get it.
I have an idea for this.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Rich?
It sure is.
You found a box of old family pictures?
Yes.
And how long ago was it?
Probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, there was a tornado that hit my parents' house, and a lot of things went flying everywhere, and in the rubble, we never found the box of family pictures, you know, and I know that a lot of the wreckage fell down on this old shower house down the way where the men used to meet up. Men from the neighborhood used to go there and they would take showers, you know?
Okay.
And I think maybe that these are the family pictures that got lost in the tornado. You remember that tornado 20 years ago? The great tornado of 1993?
No, I don't.
It was an F2 on the Fujita scale.
Where was the tornado at? What town?
Oh, man. It was in Boise. And the wreckage went all over the place, all over the state. They found pieces all over.
Okay, I don't think this stuff went through a tornado because it was all in a box, so...
No, that happens sometimes. That happens sometimes. Like, a friend of mine, he was in a tornado, and he was in a car, and the car landed perfectly 30 miles away. Like, it didn't even affect the car. He, like, literally, he was in the car, he was driving, and the tornado picked him up, and he landed 30 miles away, and he landed, and he just turned the key, and he started driving again. Like,
and what year was the tornado?
Well, that tornado was in 82. This tornado here was in 93.
Okay. I found this stuff in February of 92.
Okay, yeah, so, that makes sense, because the tornado probably, you know, you ever see that Star Trek where they went back in time to save the whales, and they went around the sun really fast, and they went back into 1987? They spun around really fast in that Klingon ship, and they went back in time.
Okay.
Because that might be what happened was because the tornado, when you go around so fast, you know, theory of relativity, you actually slow down time and you go backwards. So my theory is maybe the pictures went so fast that they actually went back and, you know, went forward in time.
Yeah, I don't know what back you're smoking, but that's
marijuana,
not what
cigarettes
happened here.
No, it's a proven fact that can't happen. Like, it happened, like, Captain Kirk and everything. They got those humpback whales in San Francisco. You know, there was that big...
What the fuck is this?
There was that big dildo ship. It was like... Whoa, 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 whoa. You know that one?
I don't know, dude, but you're smoking something that... Fucking, I want some whatever you're having, man.
Milkman, what are we smoking tonight, Milkman?
Who am I talking to?
This is Cross. No, really, come on. I think these pictures might be nice. I like to cut them into pieces and stuff, you know?
And do what with them?
I just want to cut them into little pieces.
Like, cut them into little pieces.
Yeah, I like to put some people...
You got to hold the wrong person, buddy.
I like to put one person's head on a different person's body. Like, I put a boy's head on a girl's body.
Yeah,
Well, how much for the pictures?
Not your pictures, dude. So
how much for the pictures?
Yeah, they're not for sale.
You've been holding on for them for 20 years, and all of a sudden now you want to get rid of them?
Yeah, I'd like to give them to the real person that they belong to. Somebody that's got some mental issues.
But 20 years later, you think someone's going to
How did you get my number? Were you looking on Craigslist?
Yeah, you posted it. You had these pictures.
Yeah, I do, but they're not.
Or any of the
sound like your story adds up, dude.
Are there any hot pictures in it? You know.
What?
Are there any girls in the pictures?
No.
Are there any old women?
Hey, I'm gonna end this conversation.
Are there any?
You have a nice day.
Are there any cute little boys with their shirts
don't call
off?
Call me again. Have a good day.
Are there any 18-year-old boys with their shirts off? 18-year-old boys with their shirts off.
Oh shit! You were like fucking brilliant, man. This is like going back in time, theory of relativity, and all this shit. The Great Fucking Tornado in '93.
Yeah, and Star Trek. Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home.
He was going along with it for quite some time as well.
I think he's a Star Trek fan. You know what I was talking about? So what the fuck are you talking about? Get out of here! Oh boy. That guy was a good sport, Sloth. Good point. Anyway. Well, here we are, doing prank calls. I hope you're all having a great night. Nunu says, do pranks based on this, and he sends me an article that says, most popular porn site search terms revealed. Americans favor MILF, Syrians like ant. What?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at the same thing.
There's a
wow. Romanians are a little bit scary, but that's
what, in the shit? Scat?
No, Romanians like mum and son.
Hey. Netherlands like MILF. There you go. Wow. Yeah, Romanians mom and son. Huh? That's kind of weird. What's Tuga? Slang for Portuguese. Oh, that's stupid. Who cares?
I like how UK number one search term is British. I have to admit, I've looked for that a couple of times myself.
You're so vain. God. Denmark casting is one of them. Like, oh yeah, I wanted to see the casting. Canadians are into teens and MILFs and Asians. Wow, man.
Where's Germany? Germany's not even on there.
Oh, alright. Mexico's number one is gay. Mexico's
nice.
Gay. Mississippi, number two is black gay. There you go. Kentucky's number one is free gay porn. This is quite the interesting list, man.
It's funny how teen spreads across all of them.
Yeah, yeah. We're into our teens here in the United States. And our MILFs, apparently. California, number one Asian. Number two massage. Number three teen. Into an Asian teen massage. We got a call back here. All right. Call back. Screen.
Okay. I've sent the caller voicemail.
You have our telephone. Would you please just call me back so I can talk to you about our telephone?
Hello.
If not,
hello.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, I was in the toilet. I was in the toilet. I heard you on the answer machine.
Okay.
I was
great.
I was pushing out.
I was wondering where we can meet you to get my phone.
The iPhone?
Yeah.
Well, would you let me play a video game on it for a little bit first? I just want to play a game.
I know. I know you want to play on the phone, but that's not right. We just want our phone back. We're 70-year-old people. We don't have naked pictures on there or anything else that you'd want. We just got our grandkids, and we're old people. We want our phone back.
I know.
Why can't you be nice and give us our phone back?
I will. Why can't you be nice and let me... I mean, if you're a grandmother, you know, do you know sometimes your grandkids want to play video games and you let
yeah,
them
but
play
they don't. They don't. They've got their own phones. They're all teenagers, and they got their own phones, and they play with their own phones.
But that's
they
the
don't
whole
want
thing.
Any of our old stuff.
I don't get to do that thing. I'm a poor person, and I never got to play with Nintendos or anything like that. And I've got
can
this
you,
phone. Would you just let me play for like a few minutes, and then I'll give it back, please?
Oh, I'm not going to do that because I won't get it back. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you some money if you'll give let me have my phone back.
Can
okay?
I? Will you get me like a Nintendo Wii or something?
I'm not going to give you. I can go get a goddamn phone for $100 and replace it. So I don't need to do that.
Oh.
I'll give you $50 and you give me my phone back.
Okay.
And that's fair.
You don't have any naked pictures you said or anything like that on it?
I swear I don't have. Why would I want any naked pictures?
Oh, do you have any
I'm not interested in that kind of stuff, honey.
Do you have any prescription medicine?
Oh, I don't. I'm not on any drugs.
Oh.
It doesn't do you any good.
Do you have any syringes?
I don't drink. I don't have pills. I don't have anything. I'm just boring.
Oh.
I just want my back, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm going to...
You can either spot it. If not, I'll have to do something drastic, you know?
No, please, no.
Just to be nice. Tell us where you're at. We'll come pick up the phone. I'll give you $50, and then we're square, okay?
Okay, well...
Either say yes or no. Yes or no.
Huh?
Tell me yes or no.
Huh? Can I... Well, one thing, though. I'm going to say yes or no. Maybe just the iPhone. Can I play that with the iPhone like it's a car? You know, just move it around on the floor? Like I make believe like it's a car toy? And go, meep, meep. Like that? Is that okay?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Like I'll push the iPhone around on the floor like it's a car or a spaceship. I use my imagination.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Why?
Because I just like to play, you know, play with toys.
Yeah.
And you don't let me play the video games. I want to play Angry Birds and stuff.
Yeah, well, not on that phone.
Can you play it and I can watch and see how fun it is?
No, I've played that game. It's stupid to me.
Oh, what do you like to do with the phone?
I like to talk to people on it.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Yeah, I have a Motorola track phone.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's all I can do. I don't even have texting on it. All I can do
is... Have you got a grandmother?
Huh?
Have you got a grandmother?
No.
You do, too.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
I know you do.
Okay. Why? Is it just a guilty thing like that? Like, I was supposed to think...
I'm just telling you, would you do this to your grandmother?
She would let me play.
Yeah. I know, but would you do this to your grandmother, what you're doing to me?
Well, if she didn't let me play, I'd be pretty upset, and, you know, I'd be like, damn, Grandma, that's bad.
Somebody to your grandmother like this?
Well...
Yes or no?
I would say, Grandma, you really should have... He's just a dumb kid. He just wants to play a video game for a little bit. Let him play Angry Birds for 5 or 10 minutes, and he's going to give it back. That's all.
Last time I'm going to ask you, are you going to tell me where you're at?
Would you,
so I can pick up my...
Would you deny...
I'm asking you. This is it.
Would you deny your grandsons to play a video game if they really wanted to, really bad?
Hey, yes or no right now.
Will you be my grandma?
Are you going to tell me where my phone's at so I can come pick it up?
If you'll
yes
be,
or no?
If you'll be my grandma and I can talk to you sometimes, then yes.
Sure, you betcha. I'll be your grandma.
Are you being sincere?
I am.
You swear on the Bible?
I like my kids.
Do you swear on the Bible?
Got 8 grandchildren. I love every one of them.
Swear on your grandchildren.
High school, college.
No, I said swear on your grandchildren's lives that you'll be my grandma.
Why? Why?
Well, I want to make sure you're serious because this iPhone is pretty hot. You know, it's pretty cool.
Nice. Now, you're going to tell me yes or no where the phone's at?
Yes, if you swear on your grandchildren that you'll, like, adopt me, you know, and I can be, like, honorary grandchild. Because you sound really
anything
cool.
On my grandchildren's life.
Well,
I think too much.
Well, I'm going to keep trying to unlock this thing. Maybe I can play Angry Birds. Then I'll call you. When I unlock it, then I'll call you and say, all right, I'm done, bored with this, you know.
Go for it. You go for it, little guy.
Okay. But okay. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling back. I really appreciate it, Grandma.
So you're not gonna give me your address so I can pick up my phone.
I can't give you my that's dangerous to give my address out like that. Why would I do that? You come over, you could be perverts or something like that, sexual predators and stuff. Stranger. You could be
the same one now.
Well, you're a stranger. I don't even know what you have on this phone. Who knows what kind of things?
Meet app then.
Huh? You wanna meet at Taco Bell? Let's meet at Taco Bell.
Okay, which Taco Bell?
Which one do you like?
Are you on the north side, south side of this town, or what?
North side.
What area of town?
North side, but I have a car. I can get in the car and drive a little bit. I don't have a license, but I can drive.
Okay.
Did you want to pick me up and, you know, then we... Pick me up
we'll
and...
do that.
Pick
I'll
me
call
up.
You tomorrow, and we'll arrange a
I'll
place,
I'll tell you
okay?
what. Pick me up, and we'll go to Taco Bell, and I'll give you the iPhone at the Taco Bell, so because I don't want to meet in my house, because it's dangerous.
That's fine.
So
that's
you
fine.
Pick, come over to my house and pick me up, and then we'll go to a safe location, and I'll give you the iPhone, and then maybe you think about letting me play a racing game, a car game on there.
We'll see. We'll talk about that. I just want the phone back, okay?
Okay.
And so we'll do this tomorrow.
Yeah, give me a call tomorrow. I'll be around. Yeah, I'll be around. I'm gonna watch cartoons in the morning, and then give me a call.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye bye.
Wow. Okay.
Damn it, hardline granny. What you do is to your grandma, too.
Oh, Jesus. I did get that message you sent
you.
Lay
it out, man. That's a good grandma. She gives you down her night. Your 12-year-old self.
I got your message to tell her to adopt me. That's why I said, will you be my grandma?
I was hoping that you did that because you said it to me and I started laughing to myself.
Will you be my grandma? Oh boy!
How you holding out, Armando? Man, you're sounding real good, dude. But I hear the weakness coming back.
I'm getting tired. I'm all right, man. That was fun.
I
that,
know you're
that uplifted right. me. You know that uplifted
Next
me.
Next week will be our new schedule.
I guess Sunday. You know, Baz. What do you think? Big Baz is here.
Big hey, what's up?
Big booty Baz.
The sexy voice.
Hey, Jen, you're trying to molest me, dude.
Yeah, of course.
He does have a sexy voice.
Just don't tell my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, she's involved, mate. We're doing it three-way.
Hey. Cool.
Sunday sounds good, dude. What time do you think you're going on?
3 in the morning.
3 in the morning.
Awesome. You're not.
That's midnight my time.
No.
I can do that.
3 Pacific.
Yeah, that's a good point. 3 in the morning. Yeah, Pacific. That would be good my time, too, actually, if you did that.
No. Same time, you know, 10 p.m., more like 11 p.m.
So,
Eastern.
Yeah, 3 in the morning, my time.
3 in the morning, your time. Yeah. Same time. Same madhouse time, different
you
night.
You stay up for 24 hours before every show because your calls tonight have been great.
I would hope so because I haven't done calls in 3 freaking weeks, man. Jeez. God. Last time I did a show, we were all friends still on this station. Now we're all freaking.
So much has happened.
God, man. It's been fun, though. I've sat back and watched most of it. Brad's been cracking me up with his shit.
Yeah, Brad's been brilliant.
Brad's been awesome.
He's really masterful, dude. He's really good, his character, dude. He's freaking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Bad Brad.
Yeah, everyone's backing us up, though. You know, I really appreciate it. Ken was real upset. Ken, how you doing, Ken? Hey, Ken.
Yeah, Ken was pissed.
Ken, he's always pissed. Bitter. Ken gets mad when you miss a madhouse, man. You don't fuck a madhouse when it comes to Ken.
I got pissed when fucking what's-his-face fucking DOS attacked me for like a half hour.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
What the fuck was that wrong with that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And he threatened you on chat.
He did it right in chat. He was like, oh, Ken won't be talking in 5 minutes, and all of a sudden DOS attack. And some people were like, I don't think it was him. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty fucking sure it was him.
Wow.
It was obvious.
Dude, power cycle your router, man. Get a new DHCP, man. Take it off static. dynamic DHCP power cycle your router, man.
Yeah, I cycled it and fucking went through all that bullshit and fucking came back.
You gotta change your router's MAC address. You gotta go in a clone MAC address.
Clone the fucking computer you're on.
Yeah, yeah. And you can just put any MAC address in there, then restart your modem, and then you'll pick up a new IP address from whoever you got. Comcast, Charter, Cox, whatever.
I was sitting there, I'm like, you know, you could talk shit, and I'm talking shit back, so you can't take it, so you fucking DOS attack me.
That's pretty weak, man.
He actually managed
sauce.
To do it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he shut me down for about a half hour.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he'll probably do it to me now. I'm talking about it.
Now, what the fuck? I mean, what's the point, dude? I mean, it's a bunch of fucking bullshit anyway, because it's not going anywhere, dude. I mean, it's everybody's done, heard the story. Y'all know the truth out there, so. You know.
Sorry, let him DOS'd simmer, you? Man, I was listening because of fucking looking at the chat. Who DOS'd you?
The asshole, man.
Death Fox.
The guy that quit.
Death Fox.
Well, he threatened to,
yeah,
and then he threatened to do it, and mysteriously Ken wasn't able to get online for 30 minutes afterwards. So,
yeah, and he's
not the only one. There were several other victims in our other chat too. So he's not the only one. It's been confirmed by several people. And you know, also I was told that he was also behind the attack on the Madhouse server last night when the new guys came. Yeah, I don't know, Jen, if you heard, there's a new group of youngins there came on. They're doing a Friday night show at 10. So, they're pretty promising, man. Madhouse server, because that panty waist DDoSed their server off. Finally, we got it back on today.
Are you sure he DOSed your server?
Of course, man. Who else is doing it? He's doing everybody. He's going around.
It requires a certain skill level, you know? I don't know.
I always change my IP anyway. And another thing is, I never go to a site. Remember, if you check into a site, wherever you are, you got your IP. So, you know, just beware of that.
And that was a big thing when he created that other chat room. I didn't like how it showed like people's IPs and shit when they came in. That's good.
That was not supposed to be that way. That actually, Ken, I mean, I was involved with the creation of that chat room originally, and it was not supposed to be that way. But their Mibit has a problem. That was why it was doing that. But I believe our new guru here has got it straight, because it looks like it's obscuring the IPs directly with like a prefix.
Well, he tried to say,
so I think we're all right now.
Only certain people have, like, me and Milkman and Carlito. Well, yeah, of course you had it, then you fucking used it.
Yeah, you abused it. Anyway, who's, Baz is bringing up in the chat, here between us. Who's doing that? It's Tux is doing that Friday night show, the Fridays at 10 Eastern. Is it Tux?
What's that?
They were pretty funny. I listened to them last night.
Oh, yeah.
But Tux, Pulp Jaw, Ice Scoots, they were pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for her show, they did pretty darn good, actually.
I
was digging it, man.
They did this hotel call where they were telling the guy he had to bring a sample of the water to the front desk. And
they were doing a lot of signature calls, dude, but it was funny because they were doing them well, man.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Before the split, I called in a couple of times to PSR, and Polkia came on, and she does some pretty good pranks.
Yeah,
she's on the show, man. She's good, man. She was on
a
lot of calls last night.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. She's like Dark Stranger, but with difference.
So are we going to have the same time Sunday, or are you going to do a different time Sunday?
Same time, you know, just Sunday. Just moving the date. Same time, just moving the date. Because this is beyond, man, because, you know, like, I don't want to go tell you guys I'm going to be on and I fall asleep. And then, you know, we get 70, 80 people sitting around waiting for a show and all pissed off. You know?
I was cracking up when Milkman's like, I'm trying to get him on the line.
He was like, yeah, you fucking liar.
I wore out his ass for like an hour and a half, you guys. And I literally killed his phone off, man. I couldn't believe it. I kind of figured it, though, after the kind of like the way the ringing sequence changed. I kind of thought I killed his phone, but I did. I warned out. I did nonstop for a little while, dude. He was gone. He didn't
even move. Carlito, did you get the voicemails I left on your Skype of doing the Turkish horse? Who's cuck out of you, sucky?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we need to call that guy tonight, Jesus.
Oh okay.
Hey,
let's call him.
Carlito.
Yeah, before it gets too late. Yeah, what's up, Baz?
Speaking of the Turkish horse, I called this Greek restaurant in Colorado. It's a, and this guy that answered sounds just like the Turkish horse, but he's a Greek, and he hates Turks. I sent you the number in chat, in Google chat.
Okay. All right. I think I see that here now. Okay.
Did Jin ever hear those voicemails?
He sent them to
me. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
If you tell this guy that you're a Turk, he will instantly get pissed off.
Oh, we should connect those two guys together then.
I was going to suggest that.
Play the voicemail down the line to him.
Yeah.
Why don't you answer the fucking phone?
I emailed you a prank that I made to him. You should check it out sometime.
All right. Well, let me get the... I got the number. You said you sent the number in Google Talk.
You want me to put it in Skype chat?
Yeah, put it in Skype chat just so it makes it a little easier for me. And, Jen, you want to talk to the kitchen?
Yeah, okay, I'll talk to them. Well, right now.
Yeah, if you're ready. Yeah, you
should. Yeah,
yeah, so they don't close up, you know. We haven't talked to them in 3 weeks.
Hard on already, man.
I want to see if Faizan is there.
Yeah, so she put her guard down last time.
Faizan.
Good evening, Turkish Kitchen.
Hello, Faizan. This is Mr. Stewart.
Fuck you, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, Mr. Stewart. And hello.
Fuck you.
That was short to the point. Fuck
nice,
you,
that
Mr.
Was
Stewart.
Rather abruptly disconnected. Oh, my.
That didn't last long. Let me try it again.
That's the new beginning to fucking Jen's next show.
Fuck
she
you,
loves
Mr.
Stewart.
Fuck you, Mr. Stewart.
You don't remember him, dude.
The requisite facts.
She stick the fucking facts on Mr. Stewart.
That's awesome.
She's so angry with me.
She loves you, Jen.
Well, she said she wanted to have sex. I
think she's just really torn between her husband and Jen is what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I think.
Her husband does have a big cock.
Does anybody still have that picture of or that link to her profile or to his profile?
I'm sure someone in the chat can dig it up real quick. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, but I'm sure it's out there. Yeah,
I'd like to see that picture again.
Actually. Yeah, I would. I don't know. I mean, some guys said, "Yeah, I wouldn't do her. Man, I'd do her. She looks, you know, angry. She looks like she has some angry sex." All right,
that's what I was about to say.
Well, call that Greek restaurant I just posted in Skype chat.
Far from here.
Greek to me. It's
only work. That's only about 5 miles, 3 miles from here.
We should send you there, milkman.
Jesus, you can go there. That's fucking brilliant.
We should send you there
and take a picture.
And then I'll call and say, hey, Jen Stewart's there.
We'll just have
right
a meal there.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night when we're calling.
Yes, hi. Is this the Greek restaurant?
Hello.
Hi, is this Greek restaurant?
Hello.
Hello. What the fuck?
Who's taking that? That's her.
You need to ask for the chef.
Oh, okay.
Because he's the Greek.
Oh, okay.
And he told me that he was going to fuck me in the ass when I called him a couple weeks ago.
All right, I'll try it.
That's sweet.
He said he was going to put a chain around my neck and drag me around town as his bitch.
Greek to me?
Yes, hi. May I speak to the
Good
chef,
morning.
Please?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello, sweetie.
Hello, is this the chef?
Hello.
Yes, hey, I'm the Turk that called you a couple of weeks ago. I'd like to order some malacca.
Yeah?
Can you make me malacca?
We send the malacca on the mail.
You send it in the mail?
You didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it yet.
Maybe because you're a pussy.
No.
Are
remember, I told you that I have a 14-inch dick, remember?
Yeah, the one you turn around and you fuck your ass.
Well, no, that's it's
well,
not
if
as...
you get 14-inch dick, you know, you gotta be a porn star, man.
No, I'm a Turk. We all have that length of dick.
You're a Turk.
Yes, I am a Turk. Are you a Greek?
For 400 years.
What?
You fuck ass as a Turk. That's what you do, right?
Yes.
It's the future of the push of the future. Right? This is a badass car, dude. This guy got lucky that he was in the fucking
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm still here.
You're still here, okay.
Yeah, I was just listening to what you have to say to me. I don't believe it.
So, Gelbordal, do you know what that means?
No, what does that mean? Please inform me.
What kind of Turk are you?
I'm from the Ottoman Empire.
All right, so Gelbordal, you speak Turkish?
No, I don't. I do speak Turkish. I know that you're Haiwan.
You are a bastard diet, Turk. You're
Haiwan.
You are a bastard diet.
Haiwan, Dula Haiwan.
You're a bastard, right? You're not a Turk, but you claim you're a Turk, but you're a bastard.
Well, whatever you might say that, but my ancestors are from Turkey.
Let me ask you this. Do you know your mother and your father?
Yeah, my mother is your mother.
My mother is your mother is my mother.
Yeah, because my mother went to Greece and she met your father.
Does your mother know you?
I think so. Does your mother know you? Because we have the same mother,
you
know.
That means in my language, you're not sure.
Well, I don't know. The Greek language is kind of screwed up.
It is?
Yeah, Turk language is the best language.
What are you majoring, man?
What's that?
What, you're still in school, right?
I'm still in school?
Yeah, you're still in school, or what do you major?
Yeah, my major is in Greek philosophy.
Greek philosophy?
Yes.
That's where you learn the Malacca language?
Yes, they taught us that Turks make, or Greeks make Malacca.
The what?
They taught us in college that Greeks make Malacca.
Okay, so how you like your Malacca? Over easy, over hard? How you like it?
Oh, well, I just wanted to tell you that I know I'm a personal friend of Diogenes.
Okay.
And Diogenes tells me that your restaurant makes the best Malacca.
My restaurant makes everything the best.
Yeah. If Diogenes was still alive, he would come to your restaurant for Malacca.
Okay. All right. Yeah? You have a Greek English accent. Malacca.
I have a Greek. Yeah,
yeah,
I have a Greek.
Like my yaya, my papu.
Well, do you want to hear a real Greek English accent?
Yes.
Do you want to talk to my friend Jin?
Who's Jin? Is your lover?
Yeah.
I am the lover. How are you, man?
He's my lover.
You're the lover. You sound the girlfriend, man.
You sound like an idiot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How did you figure that out?
Because I asked your sister after we made love in your restaurant, and she said to me, "Yeah, my brother is an idiot."
And you're fucking Indian, man.
You're an Indian, you idiot.
You sound like an Indian.
I am in the 7 millionth generation of Diogenes the Cynic.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice, man.
Yeah,
so what do you want? You want a Malacca too?
No, I want to understand why your sister dumped me. Why did she dump me?
My sister?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't have a sister, man.
What about your
mother? But if I had a sister, I could relate why she dumped you.
Tell me, why did it happen, you idiot? I know, actually, you are a liar, because your sister is called Faizan. Don't lie, don't deny it.
Faizan?
Yeah, Faizan. Yeah,
what's
Faizan
that?
The Great. She's half Greek.
You
tell
guys,
that idiot in the back
tell
there.
Tell me
to
what
be
kind
quiet.
Of drugs you use, you know, so I don't get
we
that.
We use poppers. We sniff them and then we put them into the back, you know?
Remember, I told you about the poppers last time I talked to you.
Are you from Sri Lanka?
No, I'm from Uzbeki Labas.
I think if you claim you are Greek,
yes,
Alexander the Great.
Yeah, Alexander is an idiot.
Alexander the Great made the trip over there, so maybe you are Greek. It's a Malacca.
What are you laughing about, you idiot?
I'm laughing because you're funny.
Would you laugh if I came in there and spanked you?
And spank me?
Yes.
That would be nice, man. I think you would.
I think you would stop laughing. I think you would, you know, ha ha ha, ha and then shit, stop
would you
and
please,
everything.
Would you please come in here and spike me?
After you. Yeah.
That's right, what we Greeks do to Turks. Sure
I will That's bury what... you in my own restaurant and sit over your grave too. That's how I do it.
Is it?
All right.
What if I buried you first and then peed on
Why
you?
Why don't you come over here and show your face?
I mean, I'm coming, and then I'm going to bury you in your own restaurant.
You're coming, but you're coming on your friend. You're not coming over here.
Yeah, the two of us will come there together and bury you. Hello.
That's what we Turks do to Greeks.
You lost him. I'm like, you got you pretty good there. You're coming,
I'll
but
bury
you're...
you in my own fucking restaurant. That's how I do it.
And then shit on it. Yeah.
He goes, you're coming, but you're coming with your friend.
There you go. You got a new Greek course.
That's awesome.
Himself up. He said, who is Jin? Is he your lover?
Yeah. That guy's pretty cool, man.
You sound like a girl.
He was on point.
It's funny, he had an audience the whole time. Somebody that listened the whole time, he was like laughing with, you know.
Yeah
there was some asshole. He's like,
making fun of the
Well, when I called,
I got a dick much bigger than yours.
When I called him a couple of weeks ago, he put I think it was his wife on the phone, and she chewed me out for a bit and told me to get fucked, and then he came back on the line, and then I could hear her laughing in the background. So that was probably her.
Yeah, in the back.
He was sitting there going, he goes, does your mother know you? Like his buddy's cracking up. I'm like, what the fuck was so funny about that?
That's a big joke there in Greece. All right, well, here's Ben. Ben is selling a World War II German officer 25 automatic pistol with holster made in 1911 to 1914.
Got it.
Nice. Shit, I want it, man.
Being automatic, what does that make
I
it an
like
antique so he's able to possess
Nazi.
It?
Nazi, I want to understand Hitler. I will be the German if you want me to come into the conversation.
Okay.
Von Ginster.
This cat residence, leave your name and number.
Hello.
Hey, Big Ben.
Catching some catfish. Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Hey, Ben, were you catching catfish earlier today at all? Were you fishing today?
No, not today.
Oh, hey, buddy, you got that World War II Kraut gun for sale?
Yeah.
Listen, I got a friend of mine, and we get down, we get crazy, we smoke marijuana cigarettes, and he's German. I like to dress him up like a little German officer. I got the whole outfit, and is that an authentic pistol?
And that's a Mauser.
It's a what?
Mauser.
It's a Mauser? Where did you take it off of a dead German at all? Or?
I bought it.
Yeah? Who'd you get? Did the guy kill the German?
All right, buddy. You want to buy it or what?
Yeah, I do, buddy. Yeah. The thing is, my German friend, he's going to wear it. He's got the Hitler outfit and everything. And then I want him to wave the gun around, and I'm going to be his Jew, and he's going to put the gun in my mouth.
Oh, bullshit.
And I'm going to suck his dick.
Oh shit, please bring him back. That was brilliant.
Oh,
let
boy.
Me come to him.
That guy had a mouthful of dick.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, mouthful of dick next to his cowboy.
That is just brilliant. Alright, let me
your
this
little
guy.
Jew.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Mr. Stewart. My friend called you a moment ago. We want to buy the Mauser gun from you.
He does, huh? Well,
yeah,
put him bring $600 over here and come on.
But hold on a moment there. I want to tie you to the bed and put the lady
hosen
on you.
I'm
going to
call the law on you harassing me, buddy.
Going to shoot you with the Mauser. Hello.
I'm going to call the law, buddy.
MPS Cobra wanted to know if that was Death Fox on the line.
That's Death Fox.
Is there any difference?
I think Zyklon's the better redneck anyway.
Yeah, he knows more about guns, too.
We could fucking use him right here, too.
Yeah. Death Fox would have eaten the gun by now. Put barbecue sauce on it.
I don't know. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago when you didn't go on. He did a show and like he was pissed drunk and we heard him throw up about 3 to 4 times.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just like, oh, he's fucking losing it.
Well, another thing, Death Fox, like, Carlito always hated me. He talked shit about me one time. Because it was a Saturday before this show, and he was drunk off his ass doing pranks and being real belligerent. And as soon as I started the show, he started calling like immediately, right at 10 o'clock to be on. And I was like, oh, man, he's really drunk. And people had already told me, hey, Death Fox is really drunk.
Yeah,
watch out, Death Fox.
You. I remember that night, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So while he was doing, I was like, Death Fox keeps calling in. I'm not going to put him on because he's drunk off his ass. I'm going to let him sober up. And then he never called again. I figured he passed out or something. And then the next, like 2 days later, Death Fox starts hitting me up. And it's like, yeah, people telling me that you was talking shit about me on the air and that you hate me, you don't like me. I was like, it's not that. I was saying I didn't want you on because you were piss-ass drunk, man. It's just going to be annoying. And there you are.
Got to be slightly inebriated like me, goddammit.
Yeah. But I understand he stopped drinking and stuff. That's good. Good for him, man. I didn't know he threw up and stuff.
But he doesn't have an SS uniform. Right. I want to shoot the Germans.
Yeah, what's that movie? Wasn't there a movie where the guy was a Nazi? Was teaching the kid, mentoring the kid? Oh, what the fuck was that?
Oh, I remember this film. Yes, yes. Yeah. Apt Pupil.
Apt Pupil. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. He put the cat in the oven.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Mr. Stewart again.
It is. Well, this is Mr. Cat, and you better not call this phone no more, buddy, because I'm calling the law right now.
The law.
But I want to tie you to the bed.
Uh-huh.
With the mouser in the ass.
This is Mr. Cat.
You're a bunch of goddamn idiots.
Hell, huh?
What?
You heard me.
Oh.
You are stupid.
If there was anything to you, you would have blocked your number so we couldn't call you back.
We did block the number.
We are from the Gestapo. Why are
you? Yeah, I know you're from the Gestapo, and you're a bunch of idiots.
We're Aryans.
We are dressed with the SS.
Yeah, you're dressed in a dress because that's the way you dress.
Yeah, you're in a dress,
Jen. We are coming to tie you to the bed.
Just come right on. Don't nobody care. You're an idiot.
Let me have some mouser. I want
I'll let
it.
You have something. Come on down here. It don't bother me at all.
Thank you with some mouser.
Yeah, go to hell, you little bitch.
I will bring you with me to
come
the
on.
Hell. And we will face Hitler together.
Yeah, we'll face Hitler. I'll stick Hitler up your ass is what'll happen. Goddamn freak.
What's this?
Call people in the middle of the night. Is that how you get off, you fucking faggot?
Yes, we get off
that's
this bay.
That's what you are.
We are looking for more.
He's got to be.
Hey, Carlito, call him back. Play the porno music. Let me just put an end to his ass.
He's got a point, Jen. You're in the dress.
Brilliant. We're going to stick Hitler up your ass.
Call those fucking faggots. Just play that shit down the line. Oh, fuck yeah.
We're going to stick Hitler up your ass. All right.
I'm going to stick Hitler up your ass. That is fucking classic.
What the hell? All right, yeah, we'll play the porno music. I forgot what it was called in these last 3 weeks.
This is Mr. Cop. Like, that's fucking believable.
Yeah, Mr. Cop. Hey, Milkman, what are those, name some of those old classic, porno movies.
Meat Spin.
No, God. Did you know Meat Spin's out of, I heard Meat Spin's down. Like, the domain registration's gone.
You crashed it.
No, I probably
sending,
was
on.
That lady, that lady kept going back on it.
Yeah, she crashed it. No, the domain registration expired. I read. Yeah, I read an article that said a piece of the internet has died today. The domain registration for Meatspin has expired. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Whoever had it let it expire. That's a shame, isn't it?
It's a sad day indeed.
Yeah, man. Now what do we do? Can't send people to Meat Spin anymore, I guess. I don't know.
It's always bluewaffle.net.
Yeah, or the Lemon Party. What's Debbie, the Lemon Party?
Debbie Dallas is a classic.
There's
one.
Tub Girl also.
Behind the Green Door.
Is it Behind the Green Door? I'm trying to think. Hang on. This one's called I Like to Watch. Maybe this is one. This is a different one.
Oh, that's really cool. What's that?
This was called I Like to Watch. Classic 70s porn. There's a whole album of 70s porn music.
Dude, I like that music. That sounds like that. You know, from that movie Drive. That sounds really good.
Dallas. Yeah. There's like tons of them.
Milkman, you probably remember the days when you had to go to the theaters, huh?
Fuck, I remember the days when they didn't have, like, you know, audio, man.
Hello.
Like, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, I got a sheep for me to fuck.
You what?
I got a big sheep for you to come over here and stick your dick in.
What?
Oh, fuck yeah, you have problems hanging that phone up.
No, what?
You
have
problems hanging the phone up. Kid just jumps right back
in. The sheep is dressed in the Hitler
and
uniform.
The prize for the quickest hang up goes to me.
Wow. Well, there you go. I have one pygmy Billy, four pygmy nannies. Oh, these are goats. Okay. Right? Goats, right? A pygmy Billy and a pygmy nanny? That'd be my guess.
Can we dress them in the uniform?
We'll trade only for turkeys or big laying hens. No game chickens. Jeez, this guy's got a whole bunch of fucking rules.
Sounds demanding.
Pygmies.
Oh, you got a whole bunch of guinea hens. You'll trade him.
I don't think that's what this person wants, dude.
I know. That's why I said tell him that, because it's not what he asked for. But if he knows anything, he knows that's exactly what he done.
There you go. Milkman's on the ball, man. You heard him? That's why he said it, because it's what they don't want. Funny enough, the next ad here says person wants to buy one or two guinea pigs.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and number after the beep.
Hello?
Where is my mouser?
Hello? Anyway.
Sorry.
That's okay. Someone's looking for a chain link fence. I have two grandkids under the age of 3 and need my backyard fenced in. All right. okay. I just need the fence and the poles if possible. Okay, cool. Let's see if this works here. I should be playing the porno music in the background. I still can't believe that lady called back. The grandma called back about the iPhone. I feel bad. She's pulling the guilt trip with me. Hello, Skype. Skype. Uh-oh. Maybe we got a Skype freeze. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Skype froze all right. I'll be redoing Skype. Give me a second, ladies and gentlemen. I think I fixed it. Yeah, there we go. Skype should be good now. Okay, good.
Yeah, I got back in.
Alright, good. let me get the rest of these guys in here. So we have Milkman, we have Ken, we had Jen. Who else do we have? Do we have one more person? That was it, right?
I think that was it.
I can still hear you while you were going on.
Yeah, I know. It does that. It freezes for me, and you guys can still hear me. So Jen, Milkman, Ken, and Baz. That was it.
Aha.
Aha. Aha. Okay.
Beer.
Yeah, this music, I know.
I'm back. Sorry, stepped out of the room.
Yeah, it sucks. I can't find my porno music selection. Oh, well. Not my fault. Not my problem.
Yeah, I called into What the Space show one time from my phone. I was like, fuck yeah. And like every other person that called in from that point, I know that you can. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's not me.
Oh, man. All right, let me get back to Lonesome's numbers here. He's been sending a lot of them. I am starting to get tired. Fuck, man. Sorry, guys. I tried. Try to stay on.
I know you're doing good, Hermano, man. I can't believe you made
yeah,
this
long,
man.
I'm really enjoying it.
I'm fucking amazing. Hey, you really got gassed up, though, man. You've been doing a
this
great
dirty
show.
Dirty Aaron, bitch.
Thanks,
Lonesome
Loser. You rock.
Yeah, is Dirty Aaron around? I haven't seen him. I saw Cobra around, but
he logged on to Skype earlier. I know that.
Yeah, I know Cobra was around.
Cobra's around in chat.
Yeah, Cobra's around in chat. But by the way, guys, register your nicks in the new IRC server. This is a new
I'm already in there.
Yeah, make sure you're registered. You know, register.
How the fuck do you do that again? I already did it once.
You send an IM to NickServe.
Play.
Right? Isn't that it? And it's got to say register.
Slash message NickServe. Register your nick and your password and then your email.
Yeah. You just made it real confusing, Milkman. Great. Get with me. I'll help you out, Ken. So that no one can go in there and steal it from me, you know?
Slash message NickServe register your password, your email.
Okay. Easy enough. There you go.
I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah. Clay's got it.
It's easy. Yeah. Yeah. We'll help you, dude.
We'll get you. We'll get you going. I wish it was easier. Anyway, we got a son who is in need of a residence this summer for approximately mid-May to mid-August. He's a Christian and currently a student at college in Colorado Springs, majoring in professional golf management. Wow. he will
simple
be,
enough. Very good.
All right. Interning, currently looking for a residence in the area. Little success for the summer. I'm just gonna paste this up here in the chat. Anybody want this? This guy, kid. Well, I guess this is mom posting on his behalf. He's majoring in golf. Wow.
Can you do that?
Boy, he's got a bright fucking future in front of him.
I guess you can.
Fucking Tiger Woods on the way.
Jesus. He could provide great references, and you may call me or respond to this ad if you think you could help us out. Dude, guys, this kid's in college? And his mommy's got to be like, oh, I'll find you a place, honey.
Tell him he's got to live with Big Ken.
There you go.
Why you can tell him you're like an assistant to Tiger Woods and you want to get like a lecture going or something.
You want to be a roommate and have him share your bed.
Yeah.
Tiger's looking for an intern.
That's good.
Who shares bed?
Please leave your name, number, and a short message. Because if you don't,
I can only imagine.
What the fuck?
Okay, then we try it again. What the fuck?
That was very homo.
Yeah. His mom should slap the shit out of him.
Yep, with a golf club.
My mom loves that.
All right, here's a different ad. It has to be a joke. I mean, I don't know. This can't be real. In very broken English, a guy named Max, who's 27 years old and works at a Safeway, is looking for a student girl or any girl of college age to be his roommate. To quote him, "My name is Max, 27 years old. I work in Safeway. I almost working all the day if I have full time. Again, it is nice apartment, clean, and the roommate will share the internet and a Vista fees." The fuck is a Vista fee?
Probably fucking like condo association fees or some shit like that.
I was like, this is
tell
fee.
This is really good because you can say, if it's serious, then you can say you've got a sister of college age or something and you want to get her out of the house, so you want to sort of get her hooked up with him.
Tell me that doesn't sound real rapey, though.
I know it does.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. It's just absolutely
that's
brilliant.
That's like those guys that I send in. They're like, oh, I have a studio apartment or a one-bedroom apartment I'd like to share. I want only bitches.
Yeah, only women. It's usually Muslim guys, too. Have you ever noticed that? It's like these Muslim dudes.
Yeah, it's like Koreatown and different shit. I'm like, oh, my God.
I only want a woman.
What's the success rate, though, for these people? Does anybody know that?
Like, this got to be something. They're all doing it, man.
Is it worth me trying it?
There you go.
Go for it.
You're in the wrong section of Craigslist, man.
Oh, it's in Spokane. That's
get out of
my state.
Yeah, get out of erotic services. Get into.
I sent
the,
some Alaskan numbers for Carlito tonight too.
Does anyone want this? Jen, you want this?
No, you take it. Go on, tell them it's your sister.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna whore her out. Is that it?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Is this Big Max?
Yes.
Hey. Yes. You're looking for a girl for roommate?
Yeah, I still.
You still are?
Yeah.
Oh, I have my sister. I wanted to rent her out for a roommate, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Why do you not call me tomorrow at 9 o'clock so we can discuss that?
Oh, why are you doing now? Because I
kind of busy right now on computer.
Oh, okay. But listen, I can send her now. She can go over there and talk to you right now and show you her lingerie. You know?
Okay.
Do you want her to come over now?
I thought you could say, okay, I'm not that busy. Send her over.
He's busy on the computer?
Yeah,
what?
I think he's got his knob in his hand. That's what he's got.
Yeah. I'm busy jacking off.
I'm a little busy.
He sounded Samoan or something, didn't he? Mantiteo.
Mantiteo getting a new girl.
Mantiteo.
Hi, this is Mentai. I thought we'd date for a year and a half and not meet so I could find out you're fake.
Because I'm gay.
Hello, this is Max. I might be not here at home, so leave a message. Bye-bye. See you.
You fucking stupid, Max.
Nice fucking message. You really thought that one out.
I just had to say,
yeah.
I might not be here, so... Yeah, you think?
I might not be here.
I might not.
I might be home. Okay, see you.
Bye. Oh, yeah, leave message. Thank you. Okay.
He probably had to re-record that 3 times. He forgot to keep saying leave a message.
It's like, what do I say?
Oh, fuck. I forgot to say leave a message. Shit.
Fiance and a guy looking for a small house to call home. They have a lease up in June. We'll be moving beginning of May. Both have stable income. Would prefer the monthly rent to be 600 or less. No, 800 or less. Okay.
That's a nice quote for yourself there in the chat, Jen.
They have two extremely behaved chihuahuas. That are
you watching it, are you?
Yeah, I'm a nice guy, British accent, 10% body fat. Always.
None of that is a lie, okay?
10%. You're always flaunting that 10% body fat.
But that is that I maintain that 10% body fat.
I've
maintained that for like a year, and I've got scales that tell me exactly how much body fat I've got.
Always
kept it around 10%.
There was a guy that was sharing a fucking apartment earlier. I wish he would have left a number. He was like, "Oh, I'm gay, but I hope you're like sexually experienced like me," and like just had this off the wall fucking ad. And I was like, "Oh, I should leave a number to call." Honestly, son of a bitch.
Jin, why
like,
not?
I hope you're not here in the afternoon because that's when I like to have my sex. And I'm like, oh my god.
What? Jin, why not 9% body fat? What's up?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I'd have to train a lot harder and I'd have to watch out for my things I eat, you know.
Really?
I'm already on a massive protein based diet.
Well, you need to be serious.
If you get AIDS, it'll help you.
Shit.
Yeah, top athletes are between, like, 6 and 10%.
Yes, hi. I understand you're looking for a house to rent for you and your fiancé?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, and you can come over and rent the house, you know? And do you guys like to clean the house and everything?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you like to clean the house?
Like, are we clean people?
Yeah, you like to clean?
Yeah, we're very clean, actually.
All right, so which one of you cleans what exactly? Like, do you have a plan?
For cleaning?
Uh-huh. When is the trash taken out? Who takes it out?
It's kind of just like an adult thing. Like, we clean everything. Like, we're neat freaks.
You have an adult cleaning thing?
Like... What, I don't get what you're asking. Like, who takes trash out?
Yeah, like, when do you know it's time to take out the trash? When?
You take the trash out once a week when the garbage man comes.
Very good, very good. Okay, and then when do you know it's time to mop the floor where the toilet is?
Every other week. I'm sorry, do you own a house?
Uh-huh, yeah, I own 3 houses.
Okay.
Every other week, that's not very clean, you know. Does the man of the house, does he sit down to pee or stand?
Actually, I'm a lesbian and I have a domestic partner.
Oh, that's...
It's just 2 women.
Oh, that's a... Oh, you're a sinner.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. So then there's no problem with the pee getting on the floor too much then?
I'm sorry, I'm going to, like, I don't think it'll work out. I think you're drunk.
No, $400. I rented it for $400. Nice house. Has a pool. All right. It's 5 bedroom, 2 bath. It's really nice. Okay?
Can you just give me a call tomorrow then? Right now's not a really great time.
Are you kissing and touching your fiancé all over her pretty sexy body, her natural breasts and everything?
That was a fucking trap you fell into. I'm a lesbian.
Oh, God. That's harsh.
You should have been like, alright, I'll reduce your rent if what if you sucks me off.
Holy shit.
So you're gonna cure them.
I'm gonna cure them. There we go. All 4 of us should have started talking. Oh, we got the cure.
Which one of you has a butch haircut, bitch?
She heard my sinner comment. She's kind of like, I don't think. Wow.
Okay. I don't think this is going to work out.
That's funny. You're drunk. CP, that's pretty good.
You sound drunk. I'm sitting there saying stupid shit. Like, yeah, what's the adult plan for taking out the trash? And
Does your significant other sit down and pee?
That's important. Important question.
Should have asked them how often they fucking wash between their butt cheeks.
Well, I was going to ask her, like, if one of them is their lesbians, when they squirt, do they clean it up real quick and stuff?
Could you come in with a black light once a week to fucking check the situation?
When you eat your fiance out, do you put a towel down on the bed?
You're going to check for vaginal secretions?
Vaginal secretions.
Have you tried a fisting?
The poo-poo.
Anal leaking.
Anal leaking.
Let me try to call it.
Anal leaking.
Jay could have told him about the bowling ball grip. one the pink, one of the stink. I just learned about this.
Yeah, I'll tell her. Yeah, let me talk to her. I'll tell her.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, yeah. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. My name is Mr. Stewart. Can I talk to the lady, please?
I'm sorry. I think you have the wrong number.
No, no. I have a right number, and I want to talk to your friend there. Let me talk to the lady.
Hi, Mama.
Well, I'm just, I think you do not call this number anymore, okay?
Can I put my fist into the into your back, into the lady?
Hi, Mama. How are you?
No.
You know, fisting, you know that one?
I thought they were lesbos.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
What a lie.
They put fucking Captain Save-A-Ho on the line to fucking
No, I think, you know what happened? I think it was her partner just taking loads of hormone tablets. And
yeah.
I don't think you should call this phone anymore.
This is Sturzer.
Good point.
Wow. That was Mandy on the line right now. Mandy, all right. My family, fiance, 6-month-old, 3-year-old, having to move out of our house because the state is going to bulldoze our house to widen the highway. Oh, shit.
That sucks.
Yeah. They're desperately in need of a 2- or 3-bedroom house that will accept one small dog and one 30-pound dog. We would like, but not necessarily a fenced yard because of the stupid dogs and our stupid 3-year-old. All right, willing to sign a year lease. This is in Spokane, Washington.
Bunch of rednecks in Spokane.
Spokane, is that how it is?
Right. Spokane, yep.
Spokane.
Second biggest city in Washington.
Ooh, right after D.C.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback phone while your party is reached.
What about Redmond? Redmond's not as big?
Oh, nice. Vivaldi.
Milkman's been getting ripped off for years with his ringback.
Hello?
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 Yeah, how are you?
Good. Who is this?
Mr. Stewart, who is this?
Not who you're calling.
It is indeed. Well, how can it not be who I'm calling, you idiot? Hello.
Did you forget what it was, Jim? You jumped in. I would let you go.
Sorry, man. I started singing, and then you were like...
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
What did you get for singing?
Straight, Jim. That was quite rude.
Yeah. You want me to do this again?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, you gotta stand up for yourself.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Shit.
Start singing into his fucking voice.
Yeah.
All right, maybe he'll even pick up. Let's try it. If not, sing.
Okay.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Trevor.
Let's all fucking sing, Trevor. Available.
Yeah, let's all sing.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
You're an asshole, Trevor.
I'll be watching you every step you take. All right.
Every move you make.
Maybe we'll get a callback from his dumb ass.
All right. Big Virginia selling a retro trike. $100. My kiddo is much too big for this retro tricycle.
She got some fat ass kid.
Yeah, that's my idea. There we go. Couple little scratches on the shit.
Too bad Dirty wasn't on. I don't need to be in there. Shut your fucking kid up.
Shut your dogs up. Shut your kid up. Everyone shut up. That's what he would say. Also ask if it comes with a basket. Lonesome recommends we should ask if it comes with a basket so we can use it to do our grocery shopping. Okay.
And if there's no fucking bell on there, too, that's a deal breaker.
Okay. All right. Lonesome will suggest tell them he can't afford a car anymore. Normal size bike, it's just too scary. Ask if they think this would be good enough to get you to and from work. Interesting. All right, here we go. Yeah, I haven't even looked at Request a Prank. My eyes are burning out of tiredness. I think this is it. This is the last one, guys.
I'm burning
for you. Yeah. Is that herpes? Did Aaron want to go on? Because there's a ton of numbers here, Lonesome Cincinnati.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
He's on Skype right now.
Is not available. At the tone.
Yeah, I hate to give up these. Lonesome sent me a shit ton of numbers here that I did not get to tonight. Restaurants out the ass.
I sent you a handful of numbers from Alaska, too.
Yeah, you got all those that you sent that I didn't get to. I'm far too tired.
Dirty says he's not going on tonight.
Aww, suffer bitches. Oh. Alright, well, I don't know. There you go.
Well, he went on last week.
There you go, right. He's only contractually obligated for every other week.
He said no and then fucking went offline. That son of a bitch.
No! No, leave me alone. Alright, well, I'm out of here. And you guys are out of here also. So see you later. Baz, you're out of here on your ass. See you later, man.
Yeah, I'm out of here on my ass.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks. See you, Baz.
And Ken.
See you, Dexter.
See you, Ken.
I'm out of here on my penis.
Yeah. He took the other way out. Jin always stays. So, Milkman, you take us out of here, cocksucker.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. What an episode. What I tell you guys, I told you, if the Armandino comes out of his coma, good things are to abound. And what did we have? A mighty great show. That's right. Hey, man. We got Funky Chimes. Do we have Funky Chimes anymore? Is that anywhere in our repertoire, man? Can we roll the Funky Chimes again?
I've never heard of Funky Chimes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here we go.
Anyway, we never heard of Funky Chinese. I haven't either. Funky Chinese is good, too, man. I love Chinese, man. But I'd like to thank the Lonesome Loser. That's right. Our numbers hit. Man, my goodness gracious. All fist held high, man, my brother. Thank you so much, dude. You rock, man. I want to thank everybody for stopping in, especially our special guest tonight. George, the man of the hour, the man on the spot, the man with the killer mouser. Hell yeah, man. They switch from archery into Mauser work. You know, there's all kinds of things up in the future. Stay tuned right on the Madhouse, because I'm sure Jim will have an update for you some point here in the future. Probably here in just a couple minutes. I want to thank you, our listeners. That's right, everybody, for stopping in. Join our chat 90.6 The Mouth. Thank especially Mr. Zazen. Man, thank you so much. We really appreciate all your services. Everybody to contribute to getting this whole thing rolling again. Man, we thank you. That's right. Our dearest listeners, we do this every week for you, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. That's right. We drop the dime. We ask that you give us a time. Drop by, share, laugh, bring a friend. Better yet, bring an enemy. You're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. We just got our fearless leader, the Armandito, the Gently Simone, the Madhouse. Man, he's going to get some rest. We're going to go to a new schedule. And everybody's going to freaking laughing, right? Big Armandito over to you.
Thank you. All right. Well, there you go.
Awesome. Great show.
Everyone go to ginstewart.com where there's a big bunch of nothing.
Big donkey, no donkey.
Where there's a link to his YouTube channel where there's some stuff.
The Gestapo is happy to oblige.
All right. Thanks for being on, Jin.
Thanks for doing the show, man. I'm happy it worked out in the end.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Milkman. Thanks, Lonesome. Thanks, everyone who sent the numbers, even the ones I didn't get to. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Oh, Carlito, wait. You've got to send me something. I'll talk to you on Facebook shortly.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. You got it, man. All right. Anyway, seriously, we're out of here. Good night, everybody.
Ciao.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Oh.
Yay.
Awesome.
Bye.
It's off. It's